这个世界上有四个人。
There are four people in the world.
过去这二三十年反复说过一些听起来像疯话的判断。
Over the past two or three decades, I've repeated some judgments that sound like they are becoming trendy.
结果一条一条全应验了。
All the results came true one by one.
不是偶尔蒙对一两回。
Not just occasionally getting it wrong once or twice.
是几乎每一次都踩在了点子上。
He almost always hits the nail on the head.
现在他们又同时指向了同一件事。
Now they're all pointing to the same thing.
而这件事跟你接下来这十年怎么过直接相关。
And this matter is directly related to how you will spend the next 10 years.
在这四个人里头
Among these four people,
马斯克只能排第二，压在他头上。
No one can be ranked second to Musk.
哪位最近说了一句话
The person recently said something.
信息量大到你听完可能得缓好。
The amount of information is so large that you might be able to finish it.
一会儿。
Soon.
他说你现在每活一年其实是在亏钱的。
He said that every year you live now is actually a loss.
但亏损正在缩小。
But the losses are shrinking.
快要归零了。
Almost zero.
一旦过了那个临界点。
Once.The critical point is past.
你的寿命不是在缩短。
Your lifespan is not decreasing.
而是在增长。
And it is growing.
今天我就从第四位开始。
Today, I'll start from the fourth one.
一个一个给你讲。
I'll tell you one by one.
听完你自己判断这世界要往哪儿拐。
Decide for yourself what direction the world is heading.
先说第四位，凯文·凯利。这个名字有些朋友可能不太熟。
First, let's talk about the fourth person, Kevin Kelly. Some of you may not be familiar with the name.
但在整个硅谷
However, throughout Silicon Valley,
他的地位相当于精神教父。
His position is equivalent to a spiritual father.
他是连线杂志的创刊主编。
He was the founding editor of the magazine The New Yorker.
1994年写了一本书叫《失控》。
In 1994, a book called Out of Control was written.
那本书里白纸黑字写的东西。
The white paper with black ink written on it.
云计算
Cloud computing
物联网虚拟社区去中心化网络
Decentralized network for the internet of things
当时所有人都觉得这是一个疯子在说梦话
At that time, everyone thought that he was just a crazy person talking nonsense
你看今天哪一
But today you are still the same
这样不是你天天都在用的。那他对着这波 AI 浪潮说了什么呢
？What did he say about this AI trend that isn't what everyone else is saying？
他说了一件你可能不爱听。
He said something you might not like to hear。
但不得不听的事儿。
But it's something you have to listen to。
他说你今天觉得最铁饭碗的那些职业，医生。
He said that the most stable professions that people feel most secure in today are doctors,
律师
lawyer,
老师恰恰是最先被彻底改变的。
Chatter was the first to be completely changed.
不是说这些职业没了。
It's not saying that these professions will disappear.
是干这些活的方式要被掀翻了。
The way of doing these jobs is about to be overturned.
重来一遍。
Repeat.
以前你看个病挂号排队花半天。
Before, if you had a medical appointment, you had to wait in line for half a day.
等一个专家给你看三分钟，以后 AI 能直接给你做出专家级别的诊断建议。
Wait for an expert to give you a 3-minute diagnosis, and then AI can directly give you expert-level diagnostic suggestions.
而且几乎不花钱。
And almost no cost.
以前你请律师一个小时收你几千块，以后 AI 几秒钟就能把相关法条判例给你整理的。
Previously, hiring a lawyer for an hour cost thousands of yuan. Now, AI can provide relevant laws and precedents in seconds.
明明白白，他说这不是几十年以后的事儿。
Clearly, this is something that happened a few decades ago.
就在未来十年之内。
Within the next 10 years.
你今天花大价钱才买得到的专业智力服务会变得跟自来水一样便宜。
The professional expertise you can only afford today will become as cheap as tap water.
然后他又补了一刀。
Then he struck again.
他说每一次技术革命都会消灭一批旧工作。
He said that every technological revolution will eliminate a batch of old jobs.
但同时会冒出来一大批。
But at the same time, a large number of people will emerge.
你现在连名字都叫不出来的。
You can't even call me by my name anymore.
新工作，问题是你能不能赶上这趟车。
The new job is about whether you can catch up with the train.
他有句话特别狠。
He has a particularly sharp saying.
AI 不会取代你。
I will not replace you.
但会用 AI 的人一定会取代你。
But the people who use AI will replace you.
你手里如果不攥
If you don't hold it in your hand,
一个别人替代不了的本事
A skill that no one else can replace.
不管你是白领还是蓝领
Whether you are an office worker or a blue-collar worker,
往后都站不稳。
I can't stand up anymore.
一个30年前就把云计算和物联网全说中了的人。
A person who predicted cloud computing and the internet of things 30 years ago.
他今天跟你说这些话的时候。
When he said these things to you today.
你真不能当耳旁风，往上走。
You can't just walk up to someone and start talking.
第三位，哈萨比斯。
Third Hasty.
你可能是从 AlphaGo 那盘棋。
You might be from the AlphaGo game.
知道他的，当年那个 AI 把世界围棋冠军打到坐在棋盘前面。
Knowing that his former AI defeated the world chess champion.
长时间沉默，说不出话。
Long silence, unable to speak.
就是他的团队造出来的。
It was made by his team.
但 AlphaGo 还不是他手里最狠的东西。
But AlphaGo is not his most powerful weapon.
最狠的是后来那个 AlphaGo Zero, 这个东西。
What he did was really ruthless, that AlphaGo Zero thing.
你不用教他任何人类棋谱，就给他棋盘和规则。
You don't need to teach him any human chess rules, just give him a chessboard and the rules.
让他自己跟自己下3天。
Let him play against himself for 3 days.
只用了3天。
In just 3 days.
他就超过了人类几千年积累出来的全部围棋智慧。
He surpassed all the accumulated wisdom of humans over thousands of years in Go.
你知道这意味着什么？
What does this mean?
意味着 AI 已经能找到人类。
Means AI has already found humans.
从来没想到过的路。
Unexpected road.
哈萨比斯这个人13岁。
Hassabis is 13 years old.
就是国际象棋世界排名第二的选手。
The second ranked player in the world.
身上还流着一半华人的血。
Still retains half of the Chinese blood.
他从小到大琢磨的就是一件事儿，人。
He has been working on one thing since he was a child.
人的智力到底有没有天花板？后
What is the limit of human strength?
后来他想通了，有
Later he realized
有天花板，但
One day
可以被捅破
But it can be pierced.
他现在带着谷歌的 Gemini 在干一件事儿。
He is now working with Google Germany on a project.
不是跟 ChatGPT 比谁聊天聊的。
Who is the one who is making GPT a platform for online communication to be a place for people to chat?
好，是让 AI 直接坐进实验室去设计新的药物分子。
Let AI directly design drug molecules for laboratory experimentSettings.
你知道以前一款新药从开始研发到你能吃到嘴里要多久吗
？Do you know how long it takes for a drug to go from being developed to being available for you to consume？
啊，十到十五年，烧掉几十个亿。
10 to 15 years, burning billions of dollars.
中间失败无数次。
Failed countless times in the middle.
他说 AI 能把这个时间压缩到几个月。
He said that AI can compress this time to a few months.
你想想
Think about it.
这意味着什么
What does this mean?
你爸妈扛着的那些老毛病
The old ailments that your parents have been carrying.
你自己身上可能藏着的那些隐患
The hidden dangers that may be lurking within you.
以前是干等等
Previously, I did.
科学家一轮一轮去试
Scientists one by one try.
现在 AI 能一头扎到分子那个层面
Currently, AI can delve into the molecular level.
直接给你找答案
Just give me the answer directly.
2024年
2024
他就凭这些成果拿了诺贝尔化学奖。
He won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry based on these achievements.
一个诺贝尔奖得主亲口跟你说
A Nobel laureate personally told me.
我们这一代人有机会看见 AI 解开生命的密码。
This generation has the opportunity to witness AI unlocking the secrets of life.
这个话的分量你得自己掂一掂到这儿
You need to understand the weight of this statement
你先别急着走
Don't rush to leave yet
前面两位说的还只是世界在变
The previous two statements were just about the world changing
工作在变
Work is changing
看病的方式在变
The way of getting medical treatment is changing
接下来这位要说的是
The next person to speak is
你这个人本身也要变你的身体
You have to change yourself
你的寿命
Her life
你以为板上钉钉的那些事儿全都要变
You think all those things that were set in stone are going to change
第二位马斯克关于这个人火箭电动车的老故事
The second time must talk about this person and his electric car.
我今天不讲了。
I won't talk about it today.
我想跟你讲一个你可能没注意过的角度。
I want to tell you about a perspective you might not have noticed.
这个人有一个规律。
This person has a pattern.
他被全世界骂得最惨、嘲笑的最狠的时候。
He was the most ridiculed and criticized by the world at the time.
恰恰是他离正确答案
It was just a little bit off.
最近的时候
Recently,
SpaceX 头三枚火箭连着炸，烧光了
SpaceX, three rockets in a row completely destroyed the building.
他几乎全部身家，投资人跑光了
He has almost completely lost all his assets to the creditors.
媒体在写他的破产倒计时
Media is writing about his bankruptcy countdown.
第四枚火箭成了特斯拉被华尔街疯狂做空。
The fourth rocket became a Tesla that was being heavily shorted by Wall Street.
分析师集体给他写讣告。
Analysts wrote a collective letter to him.
股价跌到快退市。
Stock price plummeted, triggering a delisting.
然后他翻盘了。一家公司的市值比丰田加大众加起来还高。
Then he turned a company's market capitalization into more than Toyota and Volkswagen combined.
这个人的判断力不是靠掌声建立的，是靠他一次又一次把全部身家压上去。
His judgment is not based on shouting, but on repeatedly putting everything he has on the line.
然后扛过来的。那他现在又在说什么？
And what is he saying now?
他说了三句话。
He said three sentences.
每一句都直接跟你有关。
Every word is directly related to you.
第一句，人体就像一段程序。
The human body is like a program.
这段程序目前是被设定成会死亡的。
Currently, the program is set to be self-destructive.
但代码是可以改写的。
But the code can be rewritten.
他不光嘴上说。
He not only said it.
他的 Neuralink 已经把芯片植进了活人的大脑。
His neural link has already implanted the chip into a living person's brain.
一个从脖子往下完全瘫痪的病人用意念操控了电脑屏幕上的光标。
A patient with complete paralysis from the neck down was able to control a computer cursor with his mind.
这不是 PPT.
This is not a PPT.
这不是概念片。
This is not a concept film.
这是已经发生了的事实。
This is a fact that has already happened.
第二句，十到二十年之内。
Within 10 to 20 years.
人类将不再需要为了活着而去工作。
Humans will no longer need to work in order to live.
到那时候上班。
When I start working,
就像现在有些人在自家后院种菜。
Like some people who are planting vegetables in their backyards now.
不是缺那口吃的。
It's not about the lack of that food.
纯粹。
Pure.
是因为他喜欢。第三句。
Because he likes the third sentence.
也是最让人心里发紧的一句。
This is also the most frustrating sentence.
他说
He said,
接下来三到七年会非常颠簸。
The next 3 to 7 years will be very turbulent.
人类将同时经历激进的变革。
Humans will experience radical changes at the same time.
剧烈的动荡和巨大的繁荣，三样东西搅在一块儿。
This combination of intense turmoil and great prosperity
同时来，有人会翻身。
At the same time, people will turn over.
有人会翻车。
Some people will crash.
就看你站在什么位置上。
Look at where you are standing.
好。
Okay.
到第一位了。
I'm number one.
这个人你可能不如前面三个熟。
You might not be as familiar with the other three as you are with this one.
但前面三个人所做的一切往根上追都跟他有关。
But everything that the first three people did can be traced back to him.
他叫库兹韦尔雷。
His name is Coswell.
库兹韦尔比尔盖茨公开说过一句话。
Coswell and Bill Gates have publicly said that
他是这个世界上最擅长预测人工智能未来的人。
He is the most skilled person in the world at predicting the future of artificial intelligence.
注意这个话不是哪个自媒体说的。
Please note that this statement is not from any self-media.
是比尔盖茨亲口讲的。
This is what Bill Gates said.
这个人手里握着21个荣誉博士学位，被三任美国总统亲自颁过奖。
This person holds 21 honorary doctorates, which were personally awarded to him by 3 U.S. presidents.
但这些头衔都不是最吓人的。
But these titles are not the scariest.
吓人的是他过去几十年做过147次关于未来的预测。
Scaring people is something he has done 147 times in the past few decades.
86%全部应验。
86% came true.
1990年。
1990.
他说会出现一个覆盖全球的计算机网络。
He said that a computer network covering the entire world would emerge.
那时候互联网连影子都没有。
Back then, there was no internet.
1999年他
1999.
他说2029年之前。
He said that before 2029.
AI 将在所有认知领域追上人。
AI will surpass humans in all cognitive domains.
当时所有人都觉得他在说胡话。
At that time, everyone thought he was talking nonsense.
话，你看看现在距离2029年还剩几年。
Look how many years are left until 2029.
年 ,ChatGPT 已经在考律师证了。
ChatGPT is considering current affairs.
但这些都不是他最让人坐不住的话。
But these are not the things that make him most restless.
他最新抛出来一个概念。
He introduced a new concept.
叫长寿逃逸速度。
Call it long life escape speed.
你听我讲完。
Listen to me finish.
你可能要重新想一想自己这辈子的安排。
You might need to rethink your arrangements for this life.
他说现在咱们人类是什么状况呢？
He said, what is the current situation of mankind?
你每活一年，科学技术的进步。
Every year you live, the progress of science and technology.
大概能帮你往回延四个月的寿命。
It can help you extend your lifespan by about 4 months.
但你同时老了12个月。
But you are also 12 months old.
算下来
Calculated.
你每年净亏8个月。
You have lost money for 8 months a year.
你身上那个沙漏一直在往下漏。
Even the hourglass was still dripping down.
虽然比以前漏得慢了一点点。
Although it leaks a little slower than before,
但他还是在漏。
But he still made mistakes.
可是这个亏损正在缩小。
However, the losses are shrinking.
因为技术进步的速度不是匀速的。
The pace of technological progress is not constant.
是指数级的。
Exponential.
比你想象的快得多。
It's much faster than you think.
4个月会变成6个月。
4 months will become 6 months.
6个月变成9个月。
6 months became 9 months.
9个月变成11个月。
9 months become 10 months.
到2030年前后。
By the year 2030.
这个数字追上12个月的那一天。
On the day that number catches up to 12 months,
你每多活一年，技术
You live one more year of technology.
正好帮你把这一年的衰老全部抵掉。
Exactly, it can completely eliminate the aging of this year.
甚至还能多找补一点。
Even more.
从那个时刻开始
From that moment on,
你的沙漏不再往下漏了。
Your hourglass is no longer draining.
他翻过来了。
He turned it over.
开始往上流。
Start flowing upwards.
他管翻转的那一刻叫长寿逃逸速度。
But the moment when the tube is turned over is called the longevity escape speed.
就是因为这个76岁的老人每天早上睁开眼做的第一件事是吞下80粒药。
It's because this 76-year-old man's first thing he does every morning is to swallow 80 pills.
他不是有病。
He is not sick.
他是在跟死神抢跑道。
He was racing against death.
他赌的就是自己能撑到那个临界点来的那一天。一旦撑过去了，
He gambled on the day he could survive until that critical point. Once he survived,
规则就彻底变了。
The rules have completely changed.
而且他还说了一件更让人脊背发凉的事。
He also said something even more chilling.
他说到2040年代会出现一种技术。
He said that a technology will appear in the 2040s.
能够用一个人
One person can do it.
这辈子在互联网上留下的所有痕迹
All the traces I've left on the internet.
你发过的每一条消息拍过的每一张照片写过的每一段文字
Every message you send Every photo you take Every piece of text you write
说过的每一句话
Every word spoken
用 AI 全部灌进去
You say I to fill it all in.
重建出一个跟这个人的思想记忆。
Reconstruct a memory that is consistent with this person's thoughts and ideas.
性格完全一致的数字人。
Perfectly identical digital people.
你听懂这个意思了吗
？Do you understand this meaning?
你这辈子最想念的那个已经不在的人。
The person you miss the most in your lifetime is no longer with you.
在技术上是有可能回来的。
It is technically possible to recover.
一个 86%
86%
都说中了的人，告诉你人可以不死。
Everyone says that those who have been hit by lightning tell you that people can't die.
告诉你走了的人可以回来。
Tell them that those who have left can return.
你说他是疯子还是先知
？You say he's a madman or a prophet.
但这些还不是最重要的。
But these are not the most important.
最重要的是这一切跟你有什么关系
？What does all this have to do with you?
我跟你讲一个真事儿。
I'm going to tell you a true story. Well,
库兹韦尔20年前写了一本书
Hughes Yuskew wrote a book 20 years ago.
叫起点
Call it singularity.
临近当年这个世界上真正读进去的人屈指可数
There are only a few people in the world who truly understand this.
但就是那几个人
But those few people,
后来一个接一个全都领先了。
Later, one after another, they all took the lead.
整个时代。
A whole era.
孙正义就是照着那本书里的判断。
Zheng Ji, based on the judgment in the book,
提前布局了智能产业。
Proactively laid the groundwork for the smart industry.
投阿里巴巴投 ARM 从一个被质疑的赌徒变成了别人
From being a gambler who was questioned to becoming someone else
再也翻不过去的投资高峰
The peak of investment is over
马斯克更是库兹韦尔的铁杆读者
Musk is a big fan of Coswell
他信了书里那套指数增长的逻辑
He believed in the logic of exponential growth described in the book.
才敢在所有人都骂他疯了的时候
Only then, when everyone was calling him crazy.
死磕电动车
Mastering electric vehicles.
死磕脑机接口死磕 AI.
Mastering brain-computer interfaces and AI.
一步一步磕到了今天世界首富的位置
Step by step, he reached the position of the world's richest man today.
这些人不是命好。
These people are lucky.
是他们20年前就看到了别人20年后才能看到的那张地图。
This is a map that others couldn't see until 20 years later.
而现在，那张地图有了最新版。
And now, the map has a new version.
就在不久前。
Just a short time ago.
库兹韦尔把他打磨了很多年的终极续作正式出版了。
The long-awaited sequel to Kuzvo, which has been in development for years, has finally been released.
叫起点更近。
Call the starting point closer.
如果说20年前那本起点临近。
If I had known that the original novel was about to be published 20 years ago.
是在很远很远的地方。
In a very far away place.
给你点亮了一个方向。
You pointed me in the right direction.
告诉你大趋势在哪儿。
Tell you the big trends.
那这本起点更近
This is closer.
就是它塞满了最新的数据
He filled it with the latest data.
最新的验证直接掰开揉碎
The latest verification is completely broken.
告诉你
Tell me.
接下来这五年十年具体会发生什么
What will happen in the next 5 or 10 years?
一个每天拿命在赌的人，把他手里全部的底牌摊在了这本书里。
A person who gambles every day laid out all his cards in this book.
过去那套老掉牙的赚钱逻辑，活法。
The old outdated logic of making money.
甚至你对生老病死的全部认知。
Even your entire understanding of life, old age, sickness, and death.
在接下来这场指数级的巨变面前
In the face of the next exponential change,
早晚会被清零
will be cleared at dawn. Well,
但你和我现在也许就是最早一批能拿到这张新地图的人。
But maybe you and I are among the first to get this new map.
觉得今天这段内容对你有启发的帮忙，点个赞。
If you find this content helpful, please give it a like.
关注我，往后我继续给你拆最前沿的趋势。
Follow me, and I will continue to provide you with the latest trends.
最硬核的认知，也别忘了把这段转给你身边。
Don't forget to share this with your friends, even if you have the most profound knowledge.
那个你觉得最需要听到这些话的人。
Who do you think needs to hear these words the most?
咱们一块儿提前看清接下来的路。
Let's look ahead together and see what's coming.